As the Aged Care Royal Commission hears evidence of elder abuse caught on hidden camera, a lawyer working in the sector has told the ABC there's growing concern about illegal filming in residential facilities. Advocacy groups say families are resorting to covert filming when they feel their concerns over the welfare of their loved ones are being ignored. Bridget Fitzgerald prepared this report.
The chief executive of a national aged care provider has denied there's a systemic problem with abuse at its facilities.
In 2016, Ed was worried about unexplained bruising on her arms and legs.
Images of elder abuse captured by hidden cameras have shocked and appalled, but there's also concern it could be encouraging people to take the law into their own hands.
There's no doubt that those stories have, you know, have sort of given them the idea.
Perth-based commercial lawyer Amber Crosthwaite represents clients in the aged care sector. And since the Aged Care Royal Commission got underway, she's been increasingly fielding calls from nursing home and retirement village operators with questions about surveillance cameras hidden inside their facilities.
We know this is a live issue. We understand why people are trying to do this, but we don't know how it is we're meant to deal with it.
I actually documented what was on the video and I delivered that to the facility the following day as a report.
Nolene Hoisler gave evidence to the Aged Care Royal Commission about how covert filming of her father in an aged facility in 2015 revealed mistreatment and led to an assault conviction against a carer. In the years since, she's received hundreds of calls from people wanting advice on how to protect loved ones with covert surveillance.
It was actually a huge response for the fact that somebody had actually stood up and done something, I suppose, and that's how it was viewed.
It's often because people have raised issues and they don't feel they're necessarily being heard or that their concerns have been acted upon.
Craig Gere is the Chief Executive Officer at the Older Persons Advocacy Network.
We have a number of our members who have worked with families who want to actually understand what their rights are in relation to filming or recording audio within a residential aged care facility.
He urges concerned families to speak directly to the providers themselves.
They're the best people to actually resolve this and give you trust that the person is being looked after.
Lawyer Amber Crosthwaite says her advice to providers is to work with people raising concerns and not against them.
Rightly or wrongly, they feel that their needs aren't being met. Consider how you might address that, and that might be installing your own CCTV or by allowing people to install their own surveillance.
Lawyer Amber Crosthwaite and Bridget Fitzgerald with that report.